What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Lens Talk. I am Austin.
And I'm Brooke.
And today we are going to be talking about gear versus creativity.
We're specifically going to talk about how important is gear? Does more expensive gear equal better photos? And then also a few tips on how to improve your photography on a budget. This topic really resonates with me because I have been wanting to upgrade my equipment for a while now, but it is very expensive. The total setup that I want to get, including the new camera body and the lenses, it would be upwards of like $5,000 to $6,000, like just, and that's getting a few lenses, you know, to fit the new camera body and everything. So, that is definitely on my to-do list. I was hoping for that to happen by the end of this year, but with all of the COVID stuff, that pushed a lot of things I had booked and a couple of bigger weddings I had booked to next year, and I was planning on using that money. So that is definitely kind of affecting my plan right now. So Austin, like, do you have any struggles like with that area too?
Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking, excuse me, just the camera body alone that I want to get, it's $2,500. Yeah. So I don't have $2,500 right now. And that's, again, just the body. I would want at least one more lens, too, to go with that. So I'd be spending $4,000 at the minimum.
Yeah, easy.
And kind of same for me. I had some gigs booked for this year that I was hoping I could put that money towards.
Yeah.
Finally upgrading my equipment, but things got either set back or just, you know, the packages get reduced because people aren't having like a real full wedding. So they're
doing
something more like an elopement, and which is great. I'm happy you're still getting married and I still get to document, but the price is different. So,
right. Yeah.
It's less money.
Right. It's a huge difference. So, you know, one thing when it comes to the quality of your photos still, I've been told, I know we've both been told so many times, I mean, everyone still loves our pictures and we take really good pictures still.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's where this question kind of comes into play. Like, well, how important is your gear? And I think having the gear that I currently have now and being forced to use what I have now has forced me to just become the best I could be with what I have. And so that includes making sure I am on the top of my game when it comes to my lighting and knowing what settings to adjust at the right time. So I'm almost able to learn a little bit more without relying on a different accessory or feature of a newer camera.
Right.
So that's something, that's a little tip I guess I'm trying to work with now, is using what I have to the best. And I know you mentioned something about a conference you went to before, and that's what they were saying there too.
So yeah, I went to this workshop in Atlanta. It was hosted by Ross Oscar Knight. He's a wedding photographer based there in Atlanta. And the biggest thing that he taught us was how to use the equipment that we do have. And so that's what's important about your gear, is knowing really how to use it. So your settings, do you know how to shoot in manual mode? Do you know about ISO and aperture and all of that stuff? Excuse me, because if you know how to use the equipment that you have, you can still get good quality pictures. Like you were just saying, Brooke, people don't even really realize that we don't have the latest and greatest equipment because we work very well with what we have.
And another aspect to the creativity side is you can, with whatever equipment you have, you can be anywhere in any location, but just getting a better angle, getting closer into the couple or whatever the subject is, you moving as the photographer and really setting the stage and really setting the, you know, the frame, the picture of what you're doing can completely elevate a picture versus thinking you have to have a better quality camera. A better quality camera is not going to get that really beautiful and emotion-packed picture. Knowing how to direct your couple, how to direct whatever subject you're working with, how to place them and pose them and get them interacting with each other so that you can get really beautiful moments, that is what's going to provide a beautiful picture versus having a new camera, and that will go so much further than feeling like you, like a new camera is not going to do that for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And another tip that I would add to that is to take test shots. So whenever you move your subject to a different scene at whatever location you're at, don't be afraid to take a couple test shots. Make sure that your settings are locked in, you know, the way that they should be. Look at your picture that you just took and make sure it looks good. Do you need to change a setting? Do you need to change your angle? Do you need to maybe turn around? Are they backlit? Or, you know, just whatever it is, look at the picture and make sure that it looks good. And then you can have those settings locked in as you stay in that spot. And, you know, you'll also have consistency as well, which is another good thing to have.
Yes, consistency really adds, I think, to a person or a photographer's overall brand too. So you want to, especially in the early stages, you want to build your portfolio, build your clientele, and being able to provide consistent images that any person that comes to your page or to your website is going to know exactly what they can expect from you. That's what's going to help you book more clients. Yeah. So I think we can both agree when it comes to gear versus creativity. Creativity will take you so much further in life. You can go to CVS and get a disposable camera and still get really, really great images. So my recommendation to any new photographer or any photographer that feels like they want to upgrade but maybe can't right now, focus on your creativity in the meantime. You know, while you're saving up for the other stuff, focus on your creativity, focus on using whatever you have to the best of your ability. That'll take you so much further.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I definitely agree.
Yeah. And I think we had a couple other tips we wanted to share too. One that I do currently until I can get the setup that I want is whenever there's a shoot that I want a very specific lens for or something, I rent it. There's so many places that you can rent that. My personal favorite is Midwest Photo Exchange. They're located here in Columbus, Ohio, and their staff is so beyond friendly and knowledgeable. They are amazing. Anytime you go out, I've asked so many different staff members different questions on what do you think I should do for this situation or that situation, and they will sit there and talk to you. They will help you with the rental process. You can rent lenses, camera bodies, lighting, like whatever you need there. And it's very, very affordable too. So in the meantime, until I can upgrade or get the stuff that I want, renting has been such a huge help for me. And you're supporting another local business too. Yeah. So is there any place in North Carolina that you are able to rent from too?
Yeah, so here, Uptown Charlotte, it's called Biggs Camera. And I think they're pretty similar to Midwest Photo Exchange. They have camera bodies, lenses, lighting equipment, anything and everything that you could ever want, you can rent from them. And their staff is extremely knowledgeable and helpful as well. I've even called because, you know, I shoot Canon, and sometimes they haven't had, like, the Canon brand lenses available for rent. But maybe they have an off-brand like Sigma or Tamron. And at first I wasn't really, you know, knowledgeable on either of those brands. They were able to tell me like, hey, we recommend Sigma over Tamron or, you know, whatever the case was. Mm-hmm. So they've always been extremely helpful in making sure I get the equipment. They ask what type of shoot I'm doing and just, you know, they're really great. And that's a really affordable way to use the equipment, test it out too, and see if you would even like it before you make such an expensive purchase, you know, buying.
Right, exactly. And in case there aren't any camera stores in your area, there's an online camera photography rental company, lensrentals.com. Yes. And we have both used Lens Rentals before. You have to pay for shipping, but overall it's also very affordable, and they rent, I believe, is it in weeks? So you, it's like a week rental and or plus if you need more time. But if you guys are interested in using Lens Rental, shoot us an email at lenstalkpodcast@gmail.com and we can send you a $25 off your first order coupon. Which is lovely. We love saving some money.
And speaking of saving money, other ways that you can get affordable equipment is to look for sales. Actually, the gear that I have now, I bought on Black Friday. my camera body I bought on Black Friday several years ago. I got an 85 millimeter lens on Black Friday like 2 years ago. I've bought lenses on Amazon that are a lot more affordable. And there's also buy and sell groups on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, you can join those groups. And people will post whatever equipment they're selling, but you can also post equipment that you're looking for if you're looking for a certain lens or camera body, and somebody could sell it to you. They may or may not be local, but those are good ways to find more affordable equipment as well.
Yeah, definitely. I will totally be open to buying something used. So I will have to be on the lookout for some of those groups on Facebook too. That's a really good idea.
Yeah, and one more tip that I'm actually thinking about doing. Like I said, my camera body that I want is $2,500. But Canon, and probably any camera company, sells refurbished equipment.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So I think I may try getting it refurbished. Mm-hmm. And it would be like $1,500. So I would save $1,000 getting the refurbished body. And I'm not opposed to trying it out. I don't see why it wouldn't work just as great as a brand new one.
Especially coming from the manufacturer too. So, right. You know, it was fixed by the people that originally, you know, created the camera too. So right. There's also trade-in programs for new cameras. I think it was the Nikon 810 that came out a few months ago. There was like a $300 trade-in. So that's always something you can do too, whenever you're wanting to trade your camera in, see if there's any programs or specials running where you can get that new equipment and maybe get like $100 or $200 off by trading in your old camera.
Yeah. Well, those were some pretty good tips, but I think that does wrap up this episode of Lens Talk. So if you guys have any questions about anything that we talked about or just to connect with us, follow us on Instagram. We're at Lens Talk Podcast. Send us a DM, and we'd love to connect with you. We're also on Facebook. We have a private Facebook group, Lens Talk Photography Group, and we really want to create a community of photographers and really all creatives to just be able to support and learn from each other. So we'd love to have you join that group.
And be sure to follow us on Instagram at Lens Talk Podcast so you can see what the subject for our next episode will be, which will drop next week on Lens Talk Tuesday.
Check out the bloopers from today's episode. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to
Sorry. Okay. I forgot. I keep forgetting I'm on video. Okay.
I know.
Okay. Just okay. 3, 2, 1. Yes. So I'll just say, what am I saying?
Oh my gosh.
And be sure to follow us at at Lens Talk Podcast. I was about to say taco. And you'll be able to see what our next episode will be about next Tuesday.
I'm going to look at myself.
I'm thinking of my water.
Okay. I'm good. We can do it.
Yeah, no. We got this.